Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This is The Drive on KFH.
Welcome back. It's Jive Talk here on The Drive with Bob and Jeff. We are attempting to reach Fred VanVleet. Of course, you know him, current Toronto Raptor, former Shocker, and he will join us shortly. In fact, is this him here, Andrew? Outstanding work. Fred, how are you?
Good. How are you doing?
Good to talk with you. You're going to be in Wichita this weekend with a couple of camps you're doing at the South Y and then out in Andover. Is that correct?
Yes, sir. You got the details correct. I'll be there this weekend for a few days. Obviously, I haven't been, I don't think, in Wichita for about a year exactly, so it'll be good to be back.
Saturday down at the South Farha Sports Center, the 22nd at the Andover Farha Sports Center. A couple of basketball camps. Price is only $100. And you can register now by contacting Catherine Seals at 719-7702. Catherine.Seals@YMCAWichita.org. So, Fred, you've had a heck of a couple of months here with the Toronto Raptors in the playoffs, and then the 2-year contract you've signed. Do you sometimes pinch yourselves, Fred?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you know, we live a fast paced life, and we get caught up in you know, just being busy and working every day and trying to get better. And you know, it's just good to sort of sit there and reflect sometimes and realize just how far you've come and you know, what's been accomplished thus far. And then also just to think, you know, how much more room we still have to grow. So I definitely pinch myself sometimes, just living a dream for sure.
Fred, what was your goal entering your kind of free agent situation? Was you signed back with Toronto pretty quickly, so did you want to kind of you know just be in that familiar situation, or was your goal from the beginning to explore it as much as you could?
Well, I mean, I wanted to be back, and they wanted me back. There was no really doubt about that. But at the same time, I'm a businessman too. I wasn't going to sell myself short just to make it work. So I listened to a few offers, and free agency was interesting, but it was pretty short. They came and you know, we kind of met on even ground, and what I wanted, they wanted, and it worked out perfectly.
Fred VanVleet with us, former Shocker, current Toronto Raptor. Boy, LeBron goes west. What does that do to the Eastern Conference, Fred?
I mean, it opens up a little bit. I felt like it was pretty open last year. A lot of teams had a chance to make it to the finals. You saw that with Boston make it interesting. Philly was really good. We were good. And we just, you know, kind of blew a tire there at the end. But, you know, to take him out of the East now is just, you know, it opens it up a little bit more for the rest of the teams there. And, you know, now we just have to go through each other to get to the finals.
I'm sure, Fred, you felt like even though it didn't happen this year, that you could beat Cleveland with LeBron James. Is there any part of you that is disappointed that now that the East doesn't go through him and you don't necessarily get that opportunity?
Yeah, for sure. I mean, you guys know me, know how I am. That's definitely, you know, the path that I would have liked to take, and it makes the story that much sweeter. I mean, the guy's been, what, 8-9 times in a row. I think at some point, you know, that streak's got to end. So I would have liked to be the team that ended that streak. But, you know, it is what it is. And you know, now we just got to focus on being the best versions of ourselves.
Talking with Fred VanVleet, you've basically made your living off of proving people wrong. The people who are maybe doubting you have diminished. How are you going to keep that up? How are you going to keep proving people wrong when everybody now seems to be believing in you?
There's still somebody out there somewhere. I'll find them. you know, with each step of success and, you know, each level that you kind of ascend to, there's probably a little bit more and more people who just want to bring you down. So that was never my main driver force anyway, so I don't rely on that. You know, I kind of try to be positive about it and try to prove myself right and prove the people that believe in me right, you know, more so focusing on haters or doubters or whatever you would call them.
You've been getting, you know, your cracks at Ron with the Knicks, and now Landry also, I believe, joining that division. So just how cool is that for you to kind of just have that that reunion time with those guys?
Yeah, it's super cool, man. It's a surreal feeling to go from, you know, being college teammates, you know how deep of a bond that is, to grow as brothers over those 2 years in college and then to be playing, you know, against each other on the biggest stage in the world is just really surreal. And waiting for Ron to get back healthy so we can go at it again, and be nice to beat up on Landry some this year.
Fred VanVleet with us, played in 76 games with the Raptors last year, 8.6 points per game. Who with that franchise, there's probably a couple of obvious answers with DeRozan and Lowry, but how much did you take away from being with those guys, and how much have they taken you under your wing, at least initially, when you first arrived in the NBA?
Yeah, a lot. Huge. Those guys have been huge for my career. You know, on the court, off the court, giving advice, working out with me, you know, talking me through things, and just being, you know, good examples for being a professional and the work that goes into it, talking about 4, 5, 6-time All-Stars. It's in the backcourt at the guard position. So to have an unbelievable point guard and Kyle and then, you know, one of the best scorers in the league and DeMar, it's just been a huge blessing for me to learn from.
Fred, what's your relationship like with Masa Ujiri? I saw your video when you put the pen to the paper and re-signed. He seems like a pretty relatable guy. Is that pretty much the case? Is he someone that kind of door open policy with him?
Yeah, for sure. And he's a crazy guy too, right? He wants to win and by any means necessary, and he's a zero tolerance guy. So we get along just great. He's been you know, obviously a big fan of mine since I've been on the team, and I continued, and I just try to keep continuing to grow and get better. And he has, you know, super high expectations for me as I do for myself. So you know, that's those guys, him, Bobby Webster, Dan Tolson. We have a extremely great front office.
Raptors, of course, eliminated by the Cavaliers in the playoffs, and then the coach, Dwayne Casey, was let go. He's landed in Detroit. Nick Nurse, the new coach. How much is that transition going to affect things, in your opinion, Fred?
You know, it will. There will be some change. There will be some fallout or turnover or whatever, but not much. We're pretty familiar with Nurse. He's going to do, you know, the schemes and the culture of our team, our state, pretty similar, you know, with new tweaks. It's not like we're going to get a whole different coach with different, you know, beliefs and stuff. He's going to change things to his liking. It's not that he has a full reign of the team, and we'll do some things that are different. But at the same time, there's going to be a lot of the same stuff that we've been doing that we're familiar with. I mean, a lot of the schemes and things that we did already were, obviously, as you can imagine, the assistants contribute a lot to that.
So Wichita State, Fred, I mean, it obviously happens with time. You've been gone now for a few years, but I think Marcus, now the only player remaining who played with Ron and you, and turnover on the coaching staff too over this offseason. A lot of guys have left. Have you been following that? What have been your impressions of you know, just what's happened at Wichita State, the turnover?
Yeah, I've been following it a little bit. I try to keep up with the guys that I know. I don't think I know pretty much anybody on that team, like you said, other than Marcus and you know, Bryson Bush, those guys. But I follow it. I mean, Wichita State is going to be Wichita State. I don't think that's going to change anytime soon. Obviously, as great as we were in my 4 years, and there's going to be some drop off there. I don't know if you can sustain that level of success for a long time. So fans will be up and down, and expectations will get crazy, and then they'll come back down and be reasonable again. And then, you know, all it takes is another couple of those big-time players, and you're right back where you want to be.
Talking with Fred VanVleet, where does your game go from here? You're entering your third season in the NBA. You took off. You had a really nice sophomore season. Where do you go from here? What kind of things have you been focusing on in the off season that you think can propel you even higher, Fred?
Just to do what I do, but, you know, do it better. I've had 25-point games, 22-point games, and now it's about trying to perform that high level every night, not have those drop-offs. And when you do have drop-offs, let those drop-offs be higher than you know, they should be. So just create a higher level of consistency, keep continuing to shoot the ball, do all the things that I do great, you know, take it up another level. The things that I do that I don't do so well, you know, get better at those and just keep growing as a player. I have a lot of room to grow and a lot more still to show.
I mean, we obviously know, Fred, that Toronto, the coaching staff, the personnel, front office has a lot of confidence in you. But just as a guy coming off the bench, you're going to play a lot. We know that. You're going to finish a lot of games. You're going to be on the floor when it matters. But strictly as just the coming off the bench part, as a guy who's obviously been a starter your entire life, do you prepare any differently? How is that an adjustment for you, if at all?
Yeah, it takes a little bit different mindset. It takes a little bit more confidence, a little bit more preparation just to be ready to go, knowing that you're not starting. But we kind of have a rotation down, so I know when I'm going in, but there's no time to warm up. There's no time to get loose. There's no warm-up shots. You got to be ready to go as soon as you check into the game. So it takes a different level of focus, and you know, it'd be a little bit crazy to just jump in there and get right to it.
Fred VanVleet with us. Does a guy like Landry Shamet reach out to you at all to just talk to you about what to expect, or does he kind of just do his own thing?
Yeah, it's funny you say that. We talked more since he left school than we ever did while he was there. Landry was texting and calling me every other day, just, you know, with questions, and I reached out to him to let him know if there's anything that he needed. Because here's what happened when you leave school early is, you know, as you know, college basketball fans are pretty crazy and they love you to death, and then you don't play for them anymore and they don't know what to think. So, you know, all the people that were there for him in his corner, you know, he probably felt a little bit differently when he decided to pursue an NBA career. And I just wanted to be a guy there for him to lean on and to help him out and help him through things. And obviously there is nothing that he was going through that I didn't already go through except for walking up on the stage. I didn't get to do that part, but I could kind of help him, you know, get through anything else, and that's what I was trying to do for him.
Any run-ins with Doug Gottlieb lately?
Who?
Doug Gottlieb.
No, I haven't heard from him. He's been pretty quiet, you know, since I've been doing so well. He was riding that horse really strong when I was in school, and since I've proved all of his theories wrong, I don't think he's spoken on me again. Or at least I just haven't heard from him. So I don't expect him to speak on me.
That was a little levity there. I want you to know that I fought him hard for you, Fred. You to be aware of that.
Yeah, you and all the rest of Wichita, they still won't let him live it down.
How do you think Landry's going to do at this level? Do you have any prediction, any thought? What do you think of his chances?
He'll be fine. He's a pro. He'll be fine. It's going to take some time. With young guys coming in the league and not having the experience, it's going to take some time. He's going to take his lumps. He's going to a good team, so he may not play as much as he'd like right away. And you just got to find a way to navigate through that. He'll probably do some D-League, and you know, hopefully he can stay healthy and continue to get better. And once he cracks that rotation, then, you know, he'll be fine. Landry's one of those guys like me and Ryan where it's hard to keep him off the court. He does everything right. He's going to take care of his business off the court. And he's just got to wait for his opportunity. That's going to be the hardest part.
All right. Well, we appreciate talking with you, as always, and looking forward to you being in Wichita this weekend for your camp. And we'll give it some more promotion here after we let you go. Thanks, Fred.
All right. Thanks, guys.
See you later. That's Fred VanVleet. He'll be running a camp this weekend, Saturday at the Farhaus Center at the South Y, Sunday at the Farhaus Center in Andover at the YMCA, both from 8 to 4 for $100. You get training, lunch, a T-shirt, and a picture with Fred VanVleet. get a hold of the YMCA Senior Director, Catherine Seals, at 316-719-7702, or by email, Catherine, C-A-T-H-E-R-I-N-E, period, Seals, S-E-A-L-S, at YMCAWichita.org. All right, a little Fred Van Vliet. Any thoughts?
Always great.
I enjoy talking to Fred.
One of the easiest guys to root for.
Does he make you a Raptors fan?
He makes me a Fred Van Vliet fan.
I didn't ask that.
Not really. But I really want him to do well. Because there's no pretension to that guy whatsoever. Those are the type of people that I gravitate toward.
Like
just,
me.
Just straightforward. I am who I am.
Like me?
Deal with it. No.
So I'm not that kind of guy.
No, absolutely.
I'm not an I am who I am guy.
I don't think so.
What am I?
You're a tries to impress people guy.
Oh, my gosh.
You care what people think.
Nobody besides you thinks that's true.
Pastor Mike.
He thinks I try to impress people?
Yeah, he thinks you, yeah.
When did he say that?
He called on the air a few months ago and talked about it.
Really?
Yes. And if he wants to reiterate that point, I welcome
No, you
it.
Don't need any backup. If that's your opinion, I'm just saying that nobody has that opinion of me.
A lot of people have that opinion of you.
869-1240. I don't think
it's
that's who I am.
It's not a bad trait. I'm not saying it's negative.
I don't try to
care
I try
what
to impress
think.
People with my work ethic and by treating people well.
You try to care like when we do these top 10 lists and wait till people hear this.
They're impressed.
Just present
Wait till my top 100 songs
just
list
Just present
comes
your
out.
List.
You won't believe the reaction.
Just be you.
I am being me.
Right, and I'm being me, but I don't care what people think about it.
That's just astoundingly naive.
Here's
Tanya. Hello, Tanya.
Hey, guys.
Hello.
How are you today?
How are you doing?
I'm doing good. When did you talk about the concert last night? Because I heard you couldn't go.
I could not go. I had a prior engagement, and I hate to keep saying this because it just seems like I never go, but someday I'm going to go.
You know, I decided to go, kind of afraid to go see some oldies because I would be disappointed, but Def Leppard was the bomb.
They stole the show in your estimation.
They did. Journey needs to hang it up.
Wow.
Really? That's surprising.
That's it for Journey, but Def Leppard is the bomb.
That is right. Their sound guys for Journey, I don't know what their issue was, but they couldn't get it right. And I know Steve Perry's not there and hasn't been, but, you know, you sing muffled into the microphone. You had to listen for a couple of minutes to know what song they were
Yikes.
Doing.
That's so not good.
No, I saw people leaving during the Journey show. Had I not had my one daughter with me, the rest of us probably would have left.
Hmm. Well, so you'd give it a Def Leppard, though, you enjoy.
So maybe just an off night for Journey.
It could have been. Hopefully it was just an off night, but it was still, Def Leppard was great.
All right. Well, thanks for the review, Tanya.
Yes, thanks a lot.
That was helpful.
All right. Now,
I'm being sincere. I appreciated that.
Well, don't try to be pleasant.
I'm not trying to be pleasant. I'm being
be
me.
Who you are.
Again, I'm being me.
All right.
Somebody weighed in on that concert.
We ready for these final two matches? I worry about the categories. I don't know. I don't like this one. Not really a sports category. Back in a minute. World Series of Face-Off match coming up next on The Drive with Bob and Jeff.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.